This is Nigel Houston. You're listening to Monday Mass.
Oh, man, thanks.
This is Nigel Houston. You're listening to Monday Mass.
Thanks, Nigel.
This is Nigel Houston. You're listening to Monday Mass.
Oh, Nigel Houston, giving us the intro for the world's greatest action sports podcast. That's right. You are listening to the Monday Mass. I'm your host, Chris Cote, and this is all the action sports news that you want to hear for the week leading up to May 8th, which is today. Of course, you can listen to Monday Mass any day. Subscribe to this show on iTunes. Listen to it again on youonline.com. Listen to the Monday Mass. It'll make you smarter when it comes to the world of action sports. We got an incredible show today. Fasten your seatbelts. We got Nigel Houston coming on to talk about the upcoming Red Bull Heartlines. How's this? I woke Jeff Grosso up on Sunday to talk to him about Van's pool party. It's awkward. It's awesome. We got Jimmy Wilson. Jimmy Kane's going to come in talking about the however you like to call it, the Rio Pro. Jimmy Wilson's bringing his passion picks. I didn't think there was any snow news, but Todd Richards called me to tell me otherwise. So Todd Richards calling in with snow news. We got Tommy Barker giving us the heads up on the Skateboarding Hall of Fame show coming up this week. And so much more. Let's do this. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast, ladies and gentlemen, the Monday Mass with me, Chris Cote. I want to start by saying thank you to Bliss Magazine, Bliss Mag, for the awesome write-up. Thank you so much. You guys at Bliss seamlessly, expertly, you talk about surf, skate, snow, just like us, but then you add on music and art, and you do it all so well. You do a great service to these communities. Thank you, Bliss Mag. And I think the best article in that whole issue was, of course, the one about the Monday Mass. But that, you know, I'm biased. Thank you, Bliss Mag, for the shout out. And thank you to Tory Holistics for sponsoring the Monday Mass. Tory Holistics, right? Licensed and just a beautiful experience in the world of cannabis, marijuana, CBD, THC, whatever floats your boat. I go there for the CBD treatments. I'm on that CBD oil program. I love it. And I'll tell you what, I feel great right now. And I worked it over the weekend. I was skating. I was doing all kinds of stuff. And I'm not sore. The anti-inflammatories and those CBDs got me feeling good. I slept like a log. So there's my pitch for you to get on that CBD program. Whatever, if you want to smoke, if you want to do all that, recreational, medicinal, you have fun with it. Tory Holistics will take care of you. ToryHolistics.com. Thank you, Tory Holistics, for the hookups here at the Monday Mass. And you know what? I'm going to just start the show with my Thursday, my crazy Thursday. This was a couple days ago, okay, last week, the week of May 8th, my Thursday. And I'm telling you this story because this is what Monday Mass is all about. So this day started, I had a quick skate session at my local park, Poods Park, named for a fallen homie of ours, Ian Poods Berry. Skated there for a little bit. We have a little adult swim vibe that we do about 7:30 a.m. in the morning. So nobody's at the park, just about four of us adults skateboarding. It's great. From there, I went down to Seaside in Cardiff. Here's where things get weird. I'm surfing. There's about eight people out here at this one little peak to the south. And just as I'm about to go in, the guy sitting next to me goes, "Dude, I just saw a fin." I go, "Sweet, I'm going in anyway." I wasn't scared because I didn't see it, but I caught the next wave, right? I turn around as I get to the end of this wave. I look out, eight fools coming in on the whitewater, on their stomachs, scratching, paddling their asses off, trying to stay on this wave. So the sighting that they saw spread through the lineup. It got real. The lineup was cleared, right? Obviously, something crazy was happening. So everybody's on the beach watching it. I'm changing, tripping out, going, "What is going on?" That guy, then he saw it. And then a former ranked eighth in the world professional tennis player, and I'm not trying to out Mark here, Mark Philippoussis, who surfs Seaside a lot, comes running up from the other side of the beach in his wetsuit, dry. He was on his way out. And apparently he saw something chasing a seal. And who chases seals but sharks? So yes, shark mania is alive and well, even down here in Cardiff by the Sea, California. I took a photo of it. It went nuts on my Instagram. And I'll tell you, I didn't see it. I did not see the said shark personally. But when five other people around you see it, it is there, right? So that's how I started the day. Freaked out. Had so many people calling, what happened? Did you see it? And then, of course, all the talk, you know, shark mania. It's more than shark week. It's shark year. And we're going to get more on sharks in surf news. Let me get back to my Thursday. So after this, I got to come back to my office, Monday Mass HQ. And we dropped How to Do Los Cabos with Alana Blanchard and Friends. About an hour after I came in from said shark scare, this drops on the internet. And this is huge. This is a video that I had produced with Boardwalk Productions down in Cabo with Alana Blanchard, Layla Hurst, Camille Brady, the Alani brothers filmed and edited this little gem of a web nugget. And it came out and this thing just, boom, lightning strikes. It's a great video. It's not hardcore surf or it's not straight tourism. It's something for everybody, you know. Of course, these three young female surfers are ripping and they're super hot. And then I'm there and it's weird. And why is this weird, like, uncle guy there popping up? Yes, it's me again in Cabo. This is, of course, to promote the upcoming Los Cabos Open of Surf. This is the fifth or fourth year that I've done this How to Do Los Cabos vibe. And this one is going nuts. It's been viewed over 75,000 times as of today. So there you go. And if you haven't watched How to Do Los Cabos with Alana Blanchard and Friends, go watch it. Back to my Thursday. After that, I went over to a new office park, office skate park setup by my friends, my compadres at Gnarlywood and Quincy Woodwrights, right? This is a business. They're a third-party logistics business. They put the party in third-party logistics. They built a Fantasy Factory type office that just rules. I work there mostly every Wednesday and I love these guys. And so we set up a session, right? Talk to Jordan Jordan Hoffert. So he's got a Black Plague Brewing team. Black Plague Brewing, right? His brewery is just starting to release their first set of beers. Okay, so he was having a party May 5th. This is May 4th. They had a session. Who did Jordan Hoffert bring to this session? Boom, the Black Plague Brewing team. Nyjah Houston, your intro host for the Monday Mass, Matt Berger, Paul Hart, my new favorite, Taylor Bingaman. The session was crazy. I'm talking 2 hours. I get to sit there with about eight other people watching some of the best skaters in the world just take apart this brand new skate park. And it's one of these parks that is, you look at it and you know everything's about under waist chest high and it just looks so fun. And then you watch these guys skate it and they're ripping. Blair Alley from Transworld Skateboarding came. He did a Facebook Live. I did a Facebook Live session on U Media on Facebook, and it was an epic day. And I just wanted to regale you with that epic day. Thursday, May 4th will go down in history as one of the weirdest, raddest days in Monday Mass history. Okay? That's it. Let's get to our show. Thanks to Masterplan PR for partnering up with Monday Mass, spreading our message to the world. The Monday Mass, the world's best action sports podcast. Masterplan PR believes this. They've been epic in pitching this podcast all over the world. The results are there. I mean, the word is spreading. Now, almost everybody knows that this is the world's best action sports podcast. Thank you to Masterplan PR at Masterplan PR. There's no news in snow news. There's no news in snow. Yes, there is. Yeah, I thought it was May 8th. I thought snow news was really going to slow down. But I stand corrected. Todd Richards calls in right now with some snow news, some great snow news.
Chris, how dare you say that there is no snowboarding news? There's a lot of snowboarding news. Here's the snowboarding news. Snowbird got 40 inches of snow last week. Snowbird, Utah, it is now May, and they are still getting hammered with snow. And the Rally for Rocker, that took place last weekend up in Tahoe. They all went up there, and it was a great benefit for Tahoe legend Brocker, and it's great. They went up there and they built a full snake run kind of up at the ASI zone in Tahoe, just above the Donner Ski Ranch, and it was nuts. I've seen the footage. I haven't actually had the chance to get up there and ride that thing ever, but the amount of manpower it takes to move that much snow is bonkers, and it looks super, super fun. What else is going on? Well, Super Park is next week in Mammoth, and everyone is making the trek to go there now. That's the gathering of the hottest young up-and-coming talent that doesn't give two shits about flying 40 yards past the landing. So those guys are all heading up to Mammoth. The snowboard season isn't over, Chris. It's going to keep going and going. And Squaw Valley announced about a week ago that they're gonna do year-round skiing. So booyah. Take that. Stuff it in your butt, Chris. Right up in there.
Thank you, Todd. You're right. There's tons of snow news. What am I thinking? This is the Monday Mass, the Monday Action Sports Snow. Snowboarding's an action sport. I got to cover it every week. And yes, Todd's exactly right. Lots of stuff happening in snow. Super Park 21, the contest he was talking about, presented by Nexen Tire and Oakley, May 8th. Today. Whoa, it's happening now. Or tomorrow or yesterday, whenever you're listening to Monday Mass, because you can listen to Monday Mass any day of the week, you know what I'm saying? Yo Beat put up a really great Complete Idiot's Guide to the T-Bar. If you've ever tried to ride a T-Bar, that can be a disastrous proposition. It was informative and funny. And snow totals are coming in. Oh, man. So this has obviously been a monumental snow season. I went to snowboarding.transworld.net. And I looked at the snow totals. This is going to be a season that you tell your grandkids about. When I was a boy in 2017, I snowboarded naked until July 5th. Like that. Listen to this. Okay, Sugar Bowl, California, 783 inches. Open till May. Yesterday. It's closed now. Don't go there. But open till May 29th. Mount Rose, Nevada, Squaw Valley. Could be, Squaw Valley's got 705 inches. It could be open till July 4th. Fireworks. Snowboarding down the mountain holding two Roman candles. Boom. Alpine Meadows, California. It's open to be decided. Just keep it open. Mammoth Mountain. Super Park 21's going on right now at Mammoth Mountain. They have 608 inches. It's going to be open until whenever they want. There's that much snow. Mount Bachelor, Oregon. Open till May 29th. Snowbird, Utah. Open till Memorial Day. Whistler, Blackcomb, Canada, 502 inches. Open till May 22nd. That's a lot of snow, and that's a lot of great snow news. Now let's go to surf. Surf news brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops. South Coast Surf Shops. Five shops in the San Diego area. Southcoast.com. We're talking surfboards, wetsuits, trunks, leashes, wax combs, wax boxes. You put your wax in, traction. They have it all. You want me to keep going? Rash guards, sunblock, roof racks, trunks, bikinis, booties, short sleeve full suits, spring suits. They've got it all. South Coast Surf Shops. South Coast. com. Check them out. Thank you for presenting the surf news here on the Monday Mass. We've got a lot of surf news to get to. We've got Jimmy Kane coming into the Monday Mass to give us his mash and picks. But first, wow, this was all over the web, the World Wide Web last week. I feel so bad for this kid. Matthew Bryce, okay, he's a surfer from Glasgow. Matthew Bryce paddled out to his, his home spot right by St. Catharines in Scotland, St. Catharines of Argyll. So Matthew's heading out for a surf. You know, the waves look fun. He's got his wetsuit on. He's ready. So he paddles out, and then things take a turn. All right? Matthew gets caught up in some rips. Tide starts changing, the wind starts blowing, he starts getting sucked out to sea, okay? He starts to panic, he's trying to paddle, he's going nowhere. This is Scotland, folks. The ocean is wild out there, okay? It's not Lowers or Huntington Beach. This is Scotland. We're talking heavy ocean. This guy, Matthew Bryce, gets pulled out. So he's about a mile out. He starts to panic, and he just keeps getting sucked out to sea. Okay? The sun starts to go down. He's still out there. And people start to get worried. The sun goes down. It's nighttime. This kid is out about 13 miles off the coast of Scotland at night. He spends the night in the ocean on a surfboard by himself. And are you kidding me? This is the worst nightmare of any surfer. Sharks, yes, they're scary. Getting stuck out at sea at night by yourself. Now that is scary, okay? So he spends the whole night, the whole next day, and he just tells himself, that's it, I'm gonna die. He can't paddle anymore. He's freezing. Scotland is cold. He's freezing. And just before, as the sun is setting down, he's 30 hours into his journey at sea. He's thinking, I'm done. He's trying to get to a shipping lane to get to these boats to get saved. He can't get there. Just as the sun starts to go down on his 30th hour out at sea, a helicopter is rescued. His friends, family, everybody, they knew where he went surfing. They knew something had happened. The Coast Guard was out. They found him. It's the craziest story ever. And man, scary. Thank God this kid's safe. He's 22 years old. Matthew Bryce from Scotland, you are the Monday Mass Hero of the Week. Oh my God. And you know what? That's scary. This is scary. Shark mania has hit, and it keeps on hitting. You know, last week, a surfer from Vista, Leanne Erickson, she was bit by a giant shark out at churches in San Clemente. You know, she was at basically a death's door. And the good news is from Leanne that if you go to her GoFundMe page, they have an update. She is talking. She is, she's looking around. She's doing better. She's still in just horrible condition. Obviously, she was attacked by a shark while swimming. So that's heavy. And then you think of, okay, well, the bill. She's a mother of three, a single mother of three. Okay? So I want to ask all of our Monday Mass listeners, the GoFundMe, it's GoFundMe.com, Leanne's Medical Fund, LeAnnes-Medical Fund. Go to the GoFundMe site, search for Leanne's Medical Fund. She needs some help. It's like hundreds of thousands of dollars it costs apparently to repair a shark bite of this magnitude. Help her out, right? If this was your sister, your mother, your friend, you'd help her. So let's all just help her. $5, $20, whatever you got. Help out Leanne. She was attacked by a shark. She's a mother of three. And then it happened again on Saturday. Sophia Rabb, I saw this on Beach Grit by way of KTLA News, paddling back to shore around Sunset Boulevard, 2:30 in the afternoon, like leisurely Saturday afternoon surf. Bam. She got hit. A big chunk of her thigh just boom disappeared, and now they don't know exactly for sure what it was, but yes, it's a shark. I mean, right? Her leg was opened up, a basketball-sized hole in her leg. She's okay. She's gonna have a scar, man, and a story. But it's happening, and everybody's asking why. Well, this was actually pretty cool. Former Trans World Surfian Ryan Brower at Grind TV put together a nice little list of five possible reasons. He talked to Christopher Lowe, PhD, professor of marine biology, Cal State University, Long Beach. He's also the director of the Cal State Long Beach Shark Lab. Here's the five quick reasons. Shark populations are increasing. We've been protecting white sharks for 20 years now. They're beautiful animals. They're scary as hell, but they have been protected by the federal government. So there's a they're They're humping. They're having sex. They're procreating. There's a lot of shark babies being born. The population's getting, you know, it's recovering from a near extinction. So there's more sharks. There's more shark food. Same reason. Fisheries are being protected. And I'm not saying this is a bad thing. Look, we're protecting these creatures. And they're populating. So there's more sharks. There's more shark food. Number three, Southern California is a nursery for white sharks. Shark moms, dads, cruising, having their kids. Who wouldn't want to grow up in Southern California? El Nino. Number four, conditions like El Nino changing the migration patterns of these animals. So, you know, they're coming into spots that they maybe usually don't come. And then, of course, Donald Trump. Well, not Trump. It's not Trump's fault, but global warming. Yes, global warming, water's on the rise. This is when things are getting weird, okay? So those are your five reasons. You can go to grindtv.com and check out the full story, the full list. And basically, this is what we're left with from our shark expert. It says, we need to maintain perspective. And remember, white shark attacks are very rare. Are they? Doesn't seem too rare nowadays. I mean, let's hope there's no shark attacks this week. Please, fingers crossed. I don't want to talk about that anymore. Would you surf again after you got attacked by a shark? Feel your gravity. I know people that do. Bethany Hamilton, Mike Coots, two just incredible human beings, and they shred again. Would you again? Hopefully none of us have to answer that question. And, you know, that's the ultimate price. And if you want to pay the ultimate price, you got to be willing to pay the ultimate price. A Point Break fan. I talked about this a couple weeks ago. I'm going from sharks to Point Break. Point Break fan shelled out $64,000 for Bodie's spider surfboard. And I did not know this. Patrick Swayze has an unusually pronounced sternum. And so Dennis Jarvis at Spider Surfboards kind of cut out a channel on top of the deck for Swayze's sternum. And that could be a trend to watch out for in surfboard technology. Swayze's sternum deck. $64,000, that person now, you walk into their living room. Oh, that's Patrick Swayze's surfboard from Point Break. Conversation piece. More conversation pieces. Kelly Slater's Continuance Part 1 just dropped last week. It's great. I mean, everyone's a Slater fan. And it's hard not to be when you watch this particular film series, right? It's a web series. Kelly Slater bears it all. He's very open in this web series. I know Todd Glaze is a part of this. And anything Todd does, I love. But, you know, Kelly Slater to me he's always been a pretty strange. He's an odd man, right? He's very nice sometimes. Other times he just kind of ignores me, which... I don't blame him for ignoring me. Why would you pay attention to me? Anyway, he's surfing better than ever. And I love in this web series, he's in the shaping room with Daniel Thompson. And he's got this quote, everybody's got a bleeping opinion. And it's so nice to hear Kelly Slater get raw like that. It's a great series. It's one of the, it's up there for me with, you know, the John Florence 12 series. This is part one that just came out. You've got to watch it. It's super good. And I'll tell you, I hope to see this thing continue. Continuance. It will be continuing because it's called Continuance. And I still think Kelly Slater got ripped off at Snapper Rocks. Moving on. Over the weekend, I went to the 10th annual Boardroom International Surfboard Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. It was epic. I was on a panel discussing surfing the Olympics with Todd Richards and Pete Townend, the mate. Adam Jara from Surfer Magazine was there to run the conversation. That was fun. Then what other stuff did I see that was cool? I mean, talk about Stoke Boner's surfboard town. You're walking around at every board you could ever want in your life. Past, present, and future is there. I'm grabbing rails. I'm pinching tails. I was a kid in a candy shop. Everybody, I mean... This is Surf Nerd Central, folks. Best place to get your board porn on in real life. And what else? I saw Dane Reynolds' first neckbeard was up for auction. Luke Egan's Aloha gun for fans of Bunyip Dreaming, a green iguana to see Luke Egan's Aloha-shaped gun right there. INT, as far as the new boards went, INT had some crazy awesome stuff in their booth. The INT Channel Islands collab. They had a pipo that looked so fun and a lunch tray that this is summer encapsulated in a product. It's a soft foam lunch tray. We all need this. INT, good looks. What else? Oh, the Bonzers, the Bonzer Channel Islands collab look great. Dane Reynolds. So there's a triad. Dane Reynolds, Bonzer, Channel Islands. They made a Bonzer that looks so good. Rusty had some great looking boards. Clint Priesendorfer was there showing me the new Torsion Spring Tech. Looked tight. Albemat surfboards are beautiful. Christensen had some gems. I mean, the show goes on, and you just have to go there next year. It's that good. In the show, there is a, it's called Icons of Foam. It's a shape-off. It's a tribute to Al Merrick surfboards. And Rex Marshall took the win. And best in show went to Nick Palandrini of Surf. Hi. It's the world's greatest action sports podcast and can't talk. Source Surfboards. Okay? So go to theboardroomshow.com and hopefully you'll see yourself a big old recap. I know you zone Chris Cantori went to the show. You can go to Chris Cantori or you online on Instagram and watch Cantori's quick little wrap-up video. It was tight. And now, folks, the segment you've all been waiting for, Surf Nerds Contest Freaks Passion Pickers Fantasy Boys, Fantasy Girls. Jimmy Wilson is here, folks. He was here. This was recorded a couple days ago. This is a conversation between myself and Jimmy Wilson regarding the upcoming Boy Rio Pro. Starts May 9th. Here we go. Wow, finally, we've got an expert here in Monday Mass HQ. That's right. We've got Jimmy Wilson, a.k.a. Jimmy Kane, a.k.a. the Passion Pick Master. We've got the Oi Rio Pro coming up. This week, it's actually starting, whenever you're listening to it, it could be starting right now. So the Oi Rio Pro's coming up. Jimmy Wilson is here to give us his, what's usually called Passion Picks, but for the show, we're going to call it Mashin' Picks. Jimmy, welcome to the show. First of all, it's, what is it, Oi, what do you call it?
Yeah, Chris, thanks, man. It's Oi Rio okay. Pro, and that's it's a cell phone service down there, same as AT&T. Oi is kind of the big dog when it comes to cell phone service, and that's why they're throwing money at the WSL for surf contest.
I should probably know the name of the event, right?
Yeah, you probably heard them announce that a few times, right?
Obviously the Brazil event is, you know, it's a turning point of the year. You know, in past years in the history of professional surfing, this has been an event that has been extremely tough to call, sometimes tough to watch, but always entertaining because we know that this really sets up the latter portion of the year on the CT. This is where we start to really see the world title race shake out, don't we?
Yeah, it's a big one, especially this year since they're moving to Saquarema instead of the Baja da Tijuca wave, which they've been at for the past 5 years or so. And it's a huge upgrade. We're talking a long left, you can get four turns in, sometimes barrels, really rippable. High tide, it turns into a right. And this, all the surfers are really excited about this wave. A bunch of them haven't been there yet, but they've had a QS event there for, I think, 4 years. And we're glad that we're out of the city and into actual real waves. And also the poo water of Rio That was a big issue.
That was a huge conversation last year.
Yeah, I almost threw up in the water last year. The poo water came in and it just hit your nostrils, and I mean, you run as fast as you can. It was
radical.
It was horrible.
So better wave, better water. That's going to equal better performances, and hopefully that'll make it a little bit easier to pick. I know you pick with passion, so let's get into it. Jimmy Wilson's passion picks. Let's start with top tier, elite. What are your elite picks? Who's going to win this thing?
Okay, so that's a really tough call. always in Brazil, but after spending Tuesday at Lowers for 10 hours watching Kolohe and Dino, he was lighting it up. Best I've ever seen him surf Lowers. Jordy was also out there, but Kolohe was definitely the standout. And I'm thinking he's going to win it. He's finished third there before in the QS, and he referred to the wave as a CT wave. He's excited to go down there. He made his first final ever in a CT at Rio in 2014. And he also, when he qualified, he won 2 6 stars at the end of the year that pushed him onto the tour in 2011.
All right.
So he's a big guy.
Top pick, Kolohe and Dino. Who's next?
Next is Felipe Toledo. I don't think really anyone can go away from this guy. Frontside, backside, he's got it all. And honestly, I think his backside airs are even more on lockdown. He looks like he's in a video game. He's just spinning, landing, doesn't matter, flats, on the lip, whatever. The guy is a freak, and he actually gets motivated when to represent his country.
He's got a high percentage rate for landing 540s. That's a totally different conversation.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so your top tier, Kolohe Andino, Felipe Toledo, two excellent picks, Jimmy.
And then I mean, it's hard for me to not pick John at this event because...
He's pretty good, right?
Yeah, he has two wins in Rio, his first contest he ever won on the CT there. He embraces Brazil. A lot of people, you know, they have this bad stigma. They don't like Brazil. I mean, look at Kelly Slater, Mick, Joel, Kai Otten. They didn't even go last year. They just...
Right.
We're not even going to go. They're going to go this year, though, from what I've heard. John loves Brazil, and Brazil loves him. He's at a TV show down there. And honestly, I was asking some of the fans, who do they like better, John or Medina? It was like 50-50 split. They like John as much, if not more in some cases, than Medina, which is pretty crazy.
I like him more, a lot more.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, so there are your elite picks. I love them. Now, this is a section of your passion picks. This is kind of where the meat and potatoes lie, right? This is your what you call commoners. These are guys that you're thinking could be a threat, you know, make the final stages, the final rounds. Let's get a rapid fire commoners picks. Four surfers, Jimmy.
Okay, yeah. So the middle bracket on the, because I play WSL's fantasy, not fantasy cool. Surfer, a little different. But Gabriel Medina's down there, and if he's in the commoners bracket, which is not often, I'm pretty much picking him every time, especially in Brazil. But it's not as clear cut as you might think. He's actually kind of struggled with Brazil. He's I don't know if it's the pressure of just being at home, and you know the soccer team gets all that pressure on him. He's had a tough time, but he's made the semis one time in the QS event, and he's just a freak. He's pissed off. He got arguably
a rough start as well.
Yeah, he arguably got screwed over on that Frederico Marias heat at Winky Pop. I think he's gonna come out and just take heads.
Coming in hot. Who's next?
Next, actually, just on the way down here on my scooter, I run into Bart Wilson. I kind of just gave it to him. Julian's blowing it. He falls out of Brazil every time. He does horrible there. But, you know, I had him on my team already because I think the move to Sakurima is a big deal. Like, he's not going to get hounded by all the crazy fans in Rio. And then his backhand is probably my favorite on tour. You don't get to see it on CT events because there's no location. All the lefts are barrels. I'm really excited to see what Julian does out there. And another thing, he's got karma on his side. As he got last place last year, immediately bolt for the airport, but not before dumping surfboards, clothes, leashes, everything to local kids.
That's cool.
And he does that every year, Bart said. He's got a lot more he's going to bring down. So,
I like it.
Pretty cool.
All right, Gabriel, Julian, two more.
Wiggly Dantas, he won the QS event there. Last time they ran in 2015. Also, I just kind of laugh at his stab sex interview he did. It just cracks me up. I think his mom owns a sex shop. I don't know. It was a very candid interview he did with Stab. Most people wouldn't do that. I'm going a passion pick on Wiggly Dantas.
Wow, that came out of nowhere, but I like it. A big left. He's a big, powerful surfer. That should be fun to watch. All right, Gabriel, Julian, Wiggly, Last commoner.
Connor O'Leary. It was a tough pick for me here. I would have normally picked Michelle Perez, who's won here before, and he loves Brazil. He's super into jiu-jitsu and embraces the place like John. But Connor O'Leary, he won the QS last year, and basically any wave in Brazil, it feels like a QS event, right? He's going to feel right at home, even though he's in South America. And I'm probably not going to pick him any other event, you know, but here, I'm going to go for it because weird things happen Brazil.
Halfway through when you were saying Con, I thought you were going to say Connor Coffin, but I like that Connor O'Leary.
You love Connor Coffin.
I love Connor Coffin. He was on last week's show. He's always my passionate pick.
Yeah, Connor actually, he got last place. He didn't win a heat last year, but it's crazy. Who was I comparing him to?
Well, I like that you've picked out, that you've stopped doing kind of your homie heart picks, and now you're actually going more tactical, technical, looking at the stats and mixing that with your gut for your passion picks.
Yeah, well, here's one for the strugglers, and he is one of my homies, is B Durbage.
Wait, hold on. Now we're going down to strugglers. You got two more picks. Struggler picks.
Yep. Yeah. This is the last bracket, and man, I think it's an important one at this event because I expect one of the guys in that bottom eight in the wild cards on tour to make the semis at least. I mean, it's pretty much always happens in Brazil. So Bede's down there. He hasn't won a heat this year, but he's been surfing really good, and he's up against Parco and Fanning in round one. And I've seen the old guys. It takes a little more for them to get fired up. He's going to be really fired up to surf against those guys. And I'm going with him, Bede.
Yeah, his backhand's lethal too. Judges love spray.
Spray is going. Especially
backhand spray.
It's going to the ozone layer.
All right, last pick in your strugglers bracket.
I went with Jesse Mendez. I think that's a, you know, he has a chance there. He's leading the QS right now. He got a wild card into this event, and I saw him take down Julian in the Australian Open of Surfing when he completely blew priority. Then he needed a score. A really high score, 9, got it. Guys, he's got no pressure, right? He's leading the QS. He's not on the CT. All he can do is go out there and send people home. So
he's kind of your dream smasher struggler pick, isn't he?
Yeah, he kind of is. I mean, Leo Fioravanti was doing that last year. He was going on tour as a wild card and taking out Adriano, Kelly. I think Mendez, he's got that same attitude. He could do that.
I love it. Well, there you have Jimmy Wilson's passion picks. Chloe Andino, Felipe Toledo up in the elite bracket. Medina, Julian, Wiggly, Connor O'Leary in the commoners bracket. And then down in the strugglers, B. Durbage, Jesse Mendez. I'm liking these picks. Some of them came out of left field, but I love that you've done your research. You were up all night last night studying. And I'm just going to go ahead and copy-paste this list onto my fantasy team. Jimmy Wilson, where can we read a more in-depth look at your most current Jimmy Wilson passion picks?
So basically that same thing I just said was going to be on Red Bull Surfing. But then I do a little bit more. It's boring, but it's going to throw down a lot more statistics and things for you to kind of bounce around in your head. It's called Fantasy Geek, and that's going on the WSL's website probably Monday. And then I also do one for the women. That's a whole nother story. Malia Manuel is not going to be in this event, but they haven't even set the heat draw yet. So
right.
I'm thinking in the women, I'm thinking it's tough, but I think Sally Fitzgibbons, she's got her backhand is on fire. And she's an animal. Her eardrum busted, her foot sliced open. She just goes for it.
She gets
angry. Straight back out there.
She's tired of second place, isn't she?
Yeah. She's gotten second a lot, but she's also won twice in Brazil.
All right. Well, folks, there you have it. Jimmy Wilson's passion picks, otherwise known today as the Mashin picks. Thank you so much, Jimmy Wilson. I'm going online right now to read more about it. So Jimmy will be down at the OI. Oi! Oh, wait.
I'm not going this year. Oi. I'm not going.
You're not going. Well, you'll be watching. You come watch it with me. We'll watch it together. It's going to be a great event. A nice, long, rippable left-hander. And that starts, what, May 6th?
May 9th. May 9th. On Tuesday.
May 9th. Tuesday. Tune in. WorldSurfLeague.com. Thank you, Jimmy Wilson. Where can we follow you? On Instagram.
I don't really do the Instagram that much, but it's Jimmy Cain.
Jimmy Cain.
At Jimmy Cain.
Jimmy Cain. At Jimmy Cain. So go read all Jimmy Wilson stuff online. It is the best. One of our favorite picks sources. Very influential in what I read online. Your picks a lot of times come out first, and then I start to see kind of trends developing from Jimmy Wilson's picks. Thank you, Jimmy Wilson, for being on the Monday Mass with Chris Cote. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast, and now you've been on it.
Thank you, Chris. I love it. Every week I listen.
Yeah, buddy. Yes. Thank you, Jimmy Wilson. That guy knows a lot about surf contest contestants. I love it. And I love Jimmy Cain came in with notes. I mean, he is dead set on picking winners. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm going with Jimmy's picks, right? I'm going with the passion picks, the mashing picks. Thank you, Jimmy Wilson, for coming in. You can read Jimmy Wilson's stuff all over the place. He's on theworldsurfleague.com. The stuff for Red Bull. Jimmy Wilson out and about on the internet. We'll see how Jimmy's picks pay off. The Oi Rio Pro. I gotta just stick with one. The Oi Rio Pro starts May 9th. Go to worldsurfleague.com for more info. Good luck with your fantasy team. Taylor Steele's new movie, Proximity, is touring the world. Reviews are in. It's epic. E-P-I-C, epic. Whoop! And it's coming to a town near you, but already hasn't. You can go to proximitythemovie.com for tour dates. It's coming to California May 10th in Goleta, May 16th, San Clemente, May 18th at the world's famous La Paloma Theater in Encinitas, California. Then it's going to Santa Cruz May 19th, and we will be there on May 18th. And we will be sure to get some interviews, reviews from the Proximity premiere at La Paloma, California. That's Surf News, brought to you by South Coast Surf. Whew. South Coast Surf Shops, southcoastsurf.com, southcoast.com. Bye. And people who are weaker than you and I. All right, now let's get into a star-studded skate news segment here on Monday Mass. This is going to be huge, folks. So as I said, I had set up a session at the Gnarlywood / Quincy Woodwright's office park with Jordan Hoffart, his Black Plague Brewing skate team. And we did a live session on Trent. They did a live session on Transworld Skateboarding's Facebook page. Matt Berger, Paul Hart, Taylor Bingaman, and Nyjah Houston. My new buddy, Nyjah, homie. So I got to corner Nyjah. I took him outside the park, asked him a few questions about what I think is one of the greatest skate contests of the year. I'm talking about Red Bull Heartlines. I went there last year to Detroit and commentated this event with Chris Pastures, and it was insane. It's video game skateboarding come to life. It's like when you're a child and you draw your dream skate park, downhill, ramps, everything. That's what it is, but it's in real life. It's in Hart Plaza, Detroit. Nyjah Houston won it last year, and here's Nyjah Houston on the Monday Mass, exclusive. Beat that, DJ Khaled. This is exclusive. Nyjah Houston on Monday Mass.
Yeah. Skating it last year for my first time was really fun. It's definitely like nothing like I've ever skated before, and it's for sure one of my favorite contests I've ever skated. Just like, it's just different, you know. Has to do with the speed. There's all sorts of different stuff to skate. I like that there's like tranny and some other stuff. And I haven't seen the course for this year, but I'm sure it's going to be great again. And yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be sick.
And the lineup is always super fun when they reveal it. This year, one name that jumped out, Leticia Buffoni, is going to be skating in it. And I mean, I'm hyped to see that. And yeah. I think it's more than just like a curiosity, because she's going to rip.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, she shreds. I'm sure she'll kill it out there. And my buddy Chase is skating it too, so I'm hyped on that. He's going to shred.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right, let's get the prediction. Course, you, how's it all going to go down?
I think it's out. I haven't seen the course yet, though. I mean, as long as the course is good, I mean, I plan to go out there and do pretty good again. I mean, there are all those other guys out there, shred too, like Curran and stuff. He skates with a lot of speed, and I know Shex is going to be out there this year too, so we'll see how it goes. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. That's the homie, Nyjah Houston, on the Monday Mass with Chris Cote. I was hyped on it. Nyjah's actually really cool. He's a cool kid. So Nyjah won Heartlines last year. He actually made that look easy. He made that course that was taking fools out look easy. All right, well, this year he's got some heavy competition. The chase he was referring to is Chase Webb. Chase Webb's a kid that just, what, he Smith grinded a 34 stair a couple weeks ago. This kid is heavy. Some other new contestants we're excited to see this year in Hardlines: Jack Fardell, Leticia Buffoni's coming, Paul Hart, who is also at the live session, who is one of my new favorites. This kid rules. He rips. Scheckler's back, folks, in Hardlines. Tori Pudwill. And straight to the finals is going to be Ryan DeCenzo, Axel Kreisbergs, and Nyjah Houston. Red Bull Hardlines goes down in Hart Plaza, downtown Detroit, Michigan, this Saturday, May 13th, 12:30 Pacific Standard Time, 3:30 D time, Detroit time. It's on redbulltv.com/Hartlines. Myself, Chris Pastors, Corbin Harris, and Tina Dixon will be on the call. Like I said, it's one of my favorite contests of the year. Tune in. Hartlines is coming at you from the D on Saturday, and it's going to be awesome. May 13th. Set it on your calendar. Do what you got to do to get in front of a computer, a telephone, a TV, and watch this contest. Hartlines is coming. Skate Nerd's back. This is awesome. Skate Nerd, one of my favorite, I guess it is one of my top favorite skateboarding quiz shows on Transworld Skateboarding's Skate Nerd. We had P-Rod going up against Mikey Taylor. I'm not going to tell you who wins because you got to watch it. The homie Blair Alley is your Skate Nerd host. It's on skateboarding.transworld.net. Go watch Skate Nerd. I love this. Ooh, we got more guests. The International Association of Skateboard Companies announces the Skateboarding Hall of Fame induction ceremony is this Friday, all right? May 12th. To get us hyped, here is I Ask, International Association of Skateboard Company Executive Director / Skateboarding Hall of Fame Executive Producer, big time, Tommy B. Thomas Barker. Thomas, what's the scoop?
What up, Mr. Cote? Stoked you could have me on. The 8th Annual Skateboarding Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony and Icon Awards is this Friday at the City National Grove of Anaheim. This year's inductees are Bob Moore, Greg Weaver, Russ Howell, Shogo Kubo, Kim Cespedes, Vicky Vickers, Mr. Mike McGill, Eric Dressen, and Daewon Song. The IASK Icon Award recipients are Sonia Catalano from Castle, the amazing Santa Cruz and indie artist Jim Phillips, and Skate and Destroy itself, Thrasher Magazine. It's always an amazing event with loads of legends on hand. I will let you in on two secrets we have in store for this year's event. First, we have music from Mr. Ray Barbie. Stoked for that. And we have a new MC this year, the amazing Mr. Steve Olson. Super excited. He's a super funny guy. He's going to be amazing. Again, it's this Friday. Tickets are on sale now and start at just $20. Look us up on Facebook or Instagram for the link, and I hope to see you all there. Thanks for having me, Chris. Bye.
I love it, and I'll be there. I'm DJing the Skateboarding Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And that is nerve-wracking, okay? You got the legends on legends on legends, the best of the best all in one room, and I'm going to be DJing one bad song, and you know, who knows? Steve Olsen could throw a shoe at me. Grasso could just throw me off the stage. Who knows? This is the Skateboarding Hall of Fame. After all, you never know what's going to happen. Speaking of future Skateboard Hall of Famers, Lacey Baker, great article on Rolling Stone magazine, calling her the rebel queen of skateboarding. From a breakout Thrasher Park to signing with Nike, how a queer California girl grew up to be one of the best skaters on the planet. I loved this article. I love Lacey Baker. Man, she rips. What a great story. It's just an awesome story to see her from youth to today. She's just found herself and her skating. It's great. It's cool sometimes when you see a, you know, out of our world magazine, RollingStone.com, do a story like this. They killed it. Lacey Baker always kills it. Speaking of killing it, this is rad. CKY, Camp Kill Yourself, the band. Bam Margera's brother's band, who skate fans, just fans of film in our action sports universe. CKY, the band, that's provided the soundtrack to so many incredible skate slash antic videos. CKY is back. They dropped their first new song in 8 years. It's kind of skate slash music news. So CKY, Can't Kill Yourself, is back. They're going to be on Warped Tour 2017. Google their new song. I haven't heard it yet, but I'm just assuming it's sweet. Jankum, I love Jankum, jankum.com. Hardcore skate site from the East Coast. Great story on the new Big Brother documentary called Dumb, directed by Patrick O'Dell, a.k.a. the guy who makes Epically Later. Got to know Patrick O'Dell in the Vance Park series. He is an awesome dude and so talented. Obviously, he's making documentaries about Big Brother. The Big Brother documentary, Dumb, will be coming out on Hulu, which is in your TV. The files are in the computer. It premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York City. Bam! I can't wait. I grew up with Big Brother in my formative years, and they covered up breasts with smiley faces, and they had great stories. Saturday, May 13th is going to be an epic day for skate contests. You know this. Heartlines, Red Bull Heartlines is starting at about 12:30. One of the sickest street events you could ever watch. After that, the show goes on. This time, you know, Red Bull Heartlines ends, and then you go straight over to the Vans Pool Party. I'm talking about the Vans Pool Party, folks, to get us tuned up, tuned down. This was fun. It was awkward. It was fun. It was scary. I interviewed Jeff Grosso on a Sunday morning. He told me to call him on Sunday morning. I called him. I woke him up. I poked a hibernating grizzly bear with a cyber stick with my phone, okay? I woke him up, and he picked up, and he answered some of my questions. I edited out the awkward stuff, although it's all awkward stuff. I mean, this is, I was nervous. I'm sure, you know, these types of people smell fear. It's Jeff Grosso on a Sunday morning at 8 a.m., right? It's Pool Party. Here's Jeff Grosso talking about Pool Party, his favorites to take the wins here, his division, his own personal horror show. I'm going to let the man himself take it over. Jeff Grosso here on the Monday Mass.
So, you know, if you're a fan of transition skateboarding and you like watching skateboard contests, it's a fucking... It's the best one. It's the coup de grace. It's pretty fucking intense from a competitive aspect. It's a small space, right? And it's a private ticket. It's not really open to the public. You kind of have to be in the know to get a ticket to go. And so. That, you know, everybody who's there, you know, has gone to great lengths to be there. So, you know, it's uber nerdism, right? You know, for pool skating or whatever. And it's a pretty small space. You're all kind of jammed into that corner around that hole. So, yeah, there's a lot of energy in that room. And the, you know, because it's kind of the premier pool competition, you know, people really throw down for the thing because of the bragging rights and the money. So, you know, it can get pretty intense in there. Well, Pedro's always super exciting. Pedro's awesome. He's always a fun one. He kind of skates the way I, you know. I like Trey Wood a lot. I like Tom Schar. I like Alex Pearlson. I like Josh Borden. So the vets are always really good. Bucky and Omar and Rude. You know, they know how to actually skate a pool. You know, it's a different type of contest because it's... you know, it's vertical skateboarding, but it really is about how you move around the hole. You know, you can flip and twist to your heart's desire, but if you don't move around the hole in a, you know, there's more to it than just what you do. It's how you do it. So, you know, in the speed in which you do it, and how far you do it, all that kind of stuff. Well, it's Yeah, it's interesting. We've pretty much solved the equation of who, you know, who's the best and who's the worst. we solved that equation 25 years ago. So, you know, it's always interesting because, yeah, you know, you got a bunch of 50-something-year-old men, and, you know, the competition itself turns us all into to quibbling 16-year-olds again. Fuck, man. I mean, I'm a Lance Mountain sycophant, so I always love to see Lance skate and do well. This year's going to be kind of strange because, I mean, we're all getting older, so, you know, injury plays such an important role in how the event goes off these days. You know, because you just don't bounce back like you used to. You know, a fall that used to take you a week to recover from takes you 6 months, you know, and that's just what it's like to be a 50-something-year-old skateboarder. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, actually, but Caballero's really sparked up this year, but he hurt his back motorcycle riding, so it should be interesting to see what he's coming with, you know, if he's able to pull it together physically. McGill's real sparky. He's been practicing a lot, and he's always a fierce competitor. Dwayne's absentee because he lost his mind, so that's super sad, and it would be really nice to see him get his shit together and be able to come back to skateboarding, but I doubt that's going to happen. Salva's always fantastic. Yeah, you know, Salva might not do some of the... he might not go the highest or, you know, his tricks or whatever, or, you know, some may say are dated or whatever the fuck, but... you know, I dare anybody to try to go where he goes in the manner in which he does it, because you just can't make those turns.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So it's always rad to watch Salva fucking skate. Probably the most underrated of our group is Pat Noho. He's insanely good. And for whatever reason, he always gets burned out. I don't know. I don't know what the judges are looking at half the time, but that's a whole different story. Nicky Guerrero from Europe, he's fucking evil on a skateboard. I mean, it's kind of a rad, you know, high school reunion. You get to get together and see everybody again and roll around for 25-30 minutes and they hand out some fucking money. It's pretty badass. As far as I go, like, you know, I just started skating again after being off my board for 2.5 years, and I'm so rusty, and I don't really have it this year. Like, I don't have the stamina or the leg muscles. I'm just kind of learning how to skateboard again, so I don't think I'm really going to be that big of a threat. And it, for me, it's just like, you know, you want to be to a point where you can put on a good show, you know, like it's more of a, I mean, we're more circus animals than we are athletes. Like, you know, at the end of the day, it's about putting on a good show. And if I don't feel like I can put on a good show, I really don't want to do it. And I don't really feel like I can put on a good show, but I'm going to try to do it anyway, just because... I don't know. I'm there. It's my home park. I doubt I can make the 35-second mark. I'm getting over broken ribs. I broke my ribs. Like, it's a whole horror show in my camp. But I broke my thumb last Sunday, so I can barely grab back snares. Like, it's whatever. But, you know, go down, roll the dice, and see if we can make the cut. Yeah.
Grosso, yes, Vans Pool Party 2017 airs at vans.com/poolparty2017. Neil Hendricks, Scott Taylor, and Jeff Grosso will be on the call. This is a contest that always provides some kind of history in the making. Can Clay Kreiner do the gap? What will Pedro Barros do this year? You're going to have to watch and find out. There's your Saturday, folks. You watch Heartlines and then Pool Party and then go skate or go to sleep because you're going to be exhausted from watching so much shredding. What else? You know what? That was your skate news. And I believe that's it. The world's best action sports podcast just dropped the greatest podcast we've ever done. We, meaning myself and all my guests that have called in, come in, and given us their take on action sports news. The Monday Mass for May 8th is almost done. Thank you so much to our sponsors, South Coast Surf Shops, Torrey Holistics, Masterplan PR. Of course, none of this would be possible without the U Media Network. You online. My man Chris Cantore's dropping new shows on the weekly basis. Sometimes multiple shows per week. It's called Cantore and You. So you check that out. You please subscribe to the Monday Mass. Subscribe to our U Media shows, all right? You're going to love them all. And when you do subscribe, I'm going to give you a little hint. I will be dropping a fun giveaway contest for subscribers, for people who rate and review the Monday Mass. So rate and review, subscribe. The Monday Mass loves you. Thank you for listening, and you're welcome for the greatest action sports podcast on the planet. I'm Chris Cote. This has been the Monday Mass. Yeah.